Off the Ball.
Home of live Premier League every Sunday from midday.
On News Talk 106 to 108.
Now, if you're not one of the people who has a ticket for tomorrow night's game at the Aviva, then stay tuned because we are live from the Aviva tomorrow night. You could be there as well. If you want to win a pair of tickets to the match, just answer this question. Who is Wales' leading all-time goal scorer? Text your name and answer. Send the message to 53106. We'll announce the winner later on in the show. Now, it's Thursday night. Time for Thursday Night Football with John Giles. John, good evening to you.
Hello, Ger.
What's your level of confidence heading into this game from an Irish perspective tomorrow? What do you think?
Yeah, I'd be fairly confident, Ger. I think we play as well as we can. I mean, if you look at the results so far, I know they're going back a little while. Our results so far have been much better than Wales' results. I saw Wales early on playing against Georgia. They were very lucky to win. Next match, they were lucky to win. And if you look at the teams that we played against in relation to Wales, we're out in front. Now, that's a few months ago, Ger, so there's no reason why we can't pick it up. You know, they did very well in the Euros. We did well in the Euros. But since then, we've actually done better than them.
The injuries that Ireland have is something that was immediately dismissed out of hand as even a talking point by, I think it was on Tuesday, by Roy Keane in his press conference. And then it didn't come up even, I don't think, or in any significant way anyway, with Martin O'Neill. And yet, at the same time, that must be part of the squad's thinking because we do have a very weak subs bench as the game progresses tomorrow night.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so worried about the subs bench, Jerry. You know, I hear a lot of this in football, it's a strong bench. Who's on the pitch is the most important thing, as we know. But if you look at the injury situation, you know, we've still got Coleman, O'Shea, Keogh, Ward available for the back four, for example. Now, I don't think there's a weakness in relation to the other teams there. I would have O'Shea in the team anyway, so I don't see that as a weakness. I think the what we're unlucky about is Brady, Houlihan, and Arthur are out.
Yeah,
of it. But I mean, if you have a midfield, in my opinion, like you say, Whelan, McGeady could come into it. Hendrick, McLean, you know, with Long and Walters.
Yeah,
they're not going to be that far out injury wise, Jerry. I mean, as we know, Houlihan hasn't been in the team all that much anyway. I think Brady and Arthur, I would have in midfield as first choice, and they're not there. But, you know, I don't think that it's as drastic as it looks on paper with the players we have coming in. Again, I wouldn't be that worried about the bench, Jeremy. I mean, they only use the bench when the team is not going well. But it's good to have a strong bench, but it's better to have a strong team on the field.
Yeah, I guess I wonder what the mindset then from being top of the group with four games played, and you know, we're 4 points clear of Wales, we're just 2 points clear of Serbia. Do you go out with a slightly, I mean, even subconsciously with a slightly defensive mindset, thinking actually, you know what, this is a good situation, and if it's a draw tonight, it's not really a bad result.
I would be very surprised if Martin goes out with that attitude, and I think it would be very, very wrong to do it, yeah. I think, in my experience anyway, if you go out with that attitude, well, a draw will be a great result. The best you're going to get is a draw.
Yeah. How do you stop a team from just seeping in during the week?
Well, that's up to the managerial team. You know, that's why you have it. One of the important parts or one of the important aspects of being a manager, Jeff, is to set the tone. You know, and like when you're with the teams for a long period of time, as Martin has now for a few years, and Roy Keane. You know, that tone should be there. This is what we're going to do. You know, we're going to go for it. We're playing at home. I mean, we hear all the advantages of playing at home and the disadvantages of playing away from home. So if you're playing at home and then you have the attitude, well, look, lads, the draw will be a good year. There's something wrong with playing at home or playing away. I don't think that will happen with you. I don't think Martin will take it like that. I think he'll say, look, this Welsh team are a good team. We'll respect them. But this is the way we're going to play. We're playing at home and take advantage of it. Because taking advantage of it, yeah, you put Wales out of the running, basically. Yeah. So, what's the point of having the advantage, the home advantage, if you don't go out with a frame of mind that this is what we're going to do? And I'd be surprised if they don't. And I think that our team is capable of beating Wales. You know, Wales haven't played well since the Euros. The Euros is a long, long way ago. You know, the last match is a long way. The last match you played is a long way ago. So I wouldn't be giving them too much credit. Yeah. I think if we play the team like their strongest team out, and you're playing at home, you have to go for it.
Yeah, and
if you finish up getting a draw, that's okay, Jer. You know, but I think if you go out with the attitude, a draw will be a good result, this is what we're going to do, I think it'll be recipe for disaster.
I wondered, in a funny way, if the injured players being away and the lads who are coming in, there's just a sense of them, you know, there's no sense of them being complacent in any way because they're not guaranteed their place. So they want to put in a good performance.
Definitely. And again, that's down to the managerial team. You know, to stress, this is a match. We've got to play in the match. And I keep saying all the time, you know, people have fed them. If you take the game on its merits, Ger, you know, if you go out, I've heard managers say, we're going out to attack. And I've actually heard two managers say that at the same time who were opposing each other. There's only one ball on the pitch. But if you go out with an attitude, when we have to defend, you have to defend. And when we got a chance to attack, we're going to attack. Not we're going to defend or we're going to attack. I know some teams, when you're playing them, Ger, away from home, they're a really top-class team, and they say that we're going to park the bus. I can understand that at times. But I think in a match like this, we're pretty even with Wales. I mean, they've got Bale, but he's the only real outstanding player between the two teams. So you've got to go take it on its merits. When we have to attack, in other words, if the possibility of winning this match, we're going to win it. If it's there for the taking, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
If you don't have that attitude, Jared, even if it's there for the taking, you won't take it.
You're not a huge fan of Aaron Ramsey, I know, but for Wales, he's actually stepped up his game or whatever. He seems to have been a far more effective player for Wales, certainly in the Euros, than we've seen him be for Arsenal now for the last couple of seasons.
Well, in the Euros, definitely. I think he's a bit overrated. I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's a very, very useful player, Jeff. And he's a good goal scorer. I don't think he's a midfield player as such.
Yeah.
But he's actually having a bad time. You know, I've seen him playing for Arsenal, and he's been Arsenal themselves have been poor. But I don't think he's a world-class player by any means. You know, I don't think he's any better than the midfield players we've got, for example. He's likely to get a goal, but if he's not scoring, he's not doing much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too worried about him. Definitely be worried about Bale, because he is a class player and he can turn a game on his own. So I'd be worried about him, but the players, I'm sure, we all know, should be well aware of Bale.
How much talking about Gareth Bale would you do if you were the Ireland manager this week?
Not that much, yeah. Everybody, the players know what he's like. You know, if you start talking about him too much, you're building him up more and more and more. So you don't want to build him up any more than he is. I mean, he's a very, very good player. But you have to say, he doesn't do it every week. He's not Superman. And if we play as well as we play, as we can play as a group, I wouldn't have a man marking him. You know, I wouldn't have a man marker on him, Jared. It would be a collective sense of knowing what he's about. But again, if we play as well as we can, then the best way to stop him, Bale, is to have the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't said to players when we play when I was first. Look, there's only one ball on the pitch. And if we can control the ball and get more possession of the ball, then that's the best way of stopping the opposition. Now, you're not going to do that for 90 minutes, and you've got to be aware of them. You've got to respect them. You've still got to concentrate in your own game. And if we concentrate in our own game, then I think we'll have enough of the ball. And
yeah.
Could have more of the ball.
Well, do you think we'll have more of the ball? Because there's a fear that if we don't have, say, Houlihan and Robbie Brady in the team, that actually, you know, Glenn Whelan, Jeff Hendrick, central midfield duo, maybe James McCarthy is fit, we're not sure yet, that they haven't yet displayed the ability to keep the ball for long portions of the game and be comfortable in possession.
Yeah, but if you go back over the teams here, Houlihan has been out of the team more than he's been in the team. You know, I think Brady is a lot, but you wouldn't be guaranteed. If Houlihan was fit, there'd be no guarantee that he would play here. That's the way it's been with Houlihan.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. over the last 4 or 5 years, for 4 or 5 years, he's been, if you look at it, he's been out of the team more than he's been in it. So, of course, we'd like to have him back there. Well, he might put McGeady in there. I saw McGeady playing for Preston recently, and he was very, very better than I've ever seen him play before.
Yeah, he's been great.
You know, he's been really, really good. And I haven't been a great McGeady fan, especially in the Irish team. But I've seen him a couple of times for Preston, and he's been outstanding. And that was given a free role. He wasn't playing on the right wing or left wing. But you still got McLean and McGeady if you want to play him on one of the wings. And with Whelan and Hendrick in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I don't think we're that badly off. I would definitely have Brady in the team. I think if Brady was fit, I think he'd be in the team as a midfield player, Chair. I wouldn't be sure if Houlihan would be in the team anyway.
Just in terms of that keeping possession, though, do you think that we will actually have more possession than Wales, or this is going to be one of those games where we end up doing a fair bit of defending?
Well, I think you're going to do a fair bit of defending anyway, Chair. Now, you've got to be prepared for both. What I'm saying, my attitude would be, and it has been, when I was a young lad at Manchester United, Jimmy Murphy was the coach for all the young class, and his thing was you attack in strength and you defend in depth. Now that sounds very, very ordinary, but my attitude is when you haven't got the ball, you have, everybody has an obligation to get it back, and when you have it, everybody has an obligation to use it as well as they possibly can. They're the basics of the game, but nobody knows how the game is going to go, Ger. You know, you have to wait till you're on the pitch and take it on its merits. In other words, they could start off playing brilliantly, and you have to defend.
Yeah,
but you don't set out to defend. In other words, when you get the ball, I think we have enough players to match Wales in that way. I mean, I saw, what was the two early matches? One was against Georgia. Who was the other one against Georgia?
They won a game 4-0 against Moldova. They drew 2-2 with Austria in Austria, and Wales beat Moldova 4-0 in the opening game. They drew 2-2 away in Austria in their second game, and they drew 1-1 against Wales in their third game, and then their last result was a 1-1 draw against Serbia as well.
Yeah, well, I think I saw them in the two draws against Georgia and Serbia, and they were really, really lucky to get a draw. So they weren't playing well at all. And if you look at Austria, when we beat Austria well away from home, they got a draw there. But so there's no, like Wales, I wouldn't build Wales up too much at all. They had a very, very good Euros. That's dead and gone. We had a good Euros. That's dead and gone. So I think if we play as well as we can play, and I think we could beat them. I really do. But we have to have the attitude that we're going. And I think Martin will, playing at home, we've got to go and try and win it. And if you have to defend for 90 minutes, be prepared to do it.
Yeah.
But don't set out to do it, you know?
I guess this is the difficulty, really, of these campaigns, is that they last for such a long period of time. If we'd played Wales the week after the Austria game, everybody would have felt incredibly confident about it. But just there's been such a long period of time. The players go off. Some of them are in form. Some of them are out of form. Some of them are in way better form.
Wales haven't had a chance to get together either. You know, I'd rather be in our position where we left on a high note than a low note. But again, that's all dead and gone. Now, once you go out on the pitch tomorrow night, it's a new game and be prepared for everything. But again, you've got to take all that stuff out of it, Ger, and say, like, on the night, it's a game of football, and when we have to defend, we're going to defend well. That's what you have to do. But when we have a chance to attack, we're going out to win this game.
We've got a significant doubt about James McCarthy in that he hasn't played football in a fairly long period of time, but he's put back-to-back training sessions together, and it was almost off the cuff today. O'Neill was saying he's not sure if he has the fitness to go straight back in, but actually he's a pretty fit boy. So given his track record and that he's tended to like McCarthy and his team, and he's tended to pick him whenever he's available, do you think he gets picked?
I wouldn't be surprised if Whelan, McGeady, Hendrick and McLean are the midfield. I think McCarthy is a big gamble at the moment. He hasn't played much at all recently.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that would be the midfield that he picked, because all those players are playing quite regularly at this particular time.
And it's too much of a risk in a game like this to try somebody who isn't fit?
I think so. I think McCarthy hasn't had much playing time at all in recent times. And it's not as if McCarthy was a great player for Ireland anyway, Ger, to be honest, you know. I've never been a McCarthy fan. So, it doesn't have the... I mean, Brady is a loss, there's no doubt, because Brady would be in that team as a midfield player and did really, really well in the games that he's played. Houlihan, now, even if Houlihan was there, I'm not so sure he'd be in the team. He hasn't been in the team regularly anyway, yeah. So I'd be inclined to go with Whelan, McGeady, Hendrick and McLean.
David Myler obviously came on for Whelan after about 25 minutes in the Austria game and played really well.
Yes.
As a manager, do you value the fact that he's played really well for you in a big game like that? Or do value...
Definitely. Well, he could come into the running as well. I didn't mention Myler, but he could obviously come into the running. And it depends what he's going to do with Long. I mean, Long will play, I'm sure. Is he going to be a lone striker, or is Walters going to be on the right side as play as a midfield player? Do you know what I mean, Ger?
Yeah.
So you could have Walters, Hendrick, maybe McGee and McLean or Whelan. So we've enough there to cover it, because we haven't really played with two up front in recent times, because I think Long hadn't played. Walters was up front on his own, or vice versa. I'd be inclined to play the two of them up front.
Yeah. Okay, I've got to take a quick break. 5316, the text number, if anybody wants to get in touch with us here, you can get in touch with John if you've got a question for him. Also on Twitter, at Off The Ball. We'll be right back after these.
Off The Ball.
Home of live Premier League every Sunday from midday.
On News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, you're very welcome back. It's Thursday Night Football with John Giles. John, just in the ad break there, I was reading some comments from Chris Coleman's press conference this evening. I don't know if you'd be surprised or not, but you came up in one of the questions with a line from your piece today about Gareth Bale. Bale is a bit to go before I call him a great player, and Aaron Ramsey thinks he's a great player but isn't, was the comments that were reported from your column today. And they were put to Coleman, and he laughed and said, well, I must be a hell of a manager then. I'm happy with those comments because it makes me look good.
Makes him look good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he looks good tomorrow night. Yeah, that's the main thing. No, Coleman's a great lad. I mean, he's captain, isn't he? He'll be captain again.
Sorry, you're talking about the Wales manager, which had just done his press conference.
Oh, sorry.
Chris Coleman, yeah.
And he said what?
He was asked about your comments in the today, and he was like, oh, well, it makes me look good because I'm obviously a great manager making the two players look good.
Yeah, well, it was a good reply, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Coleman. He's good. Yeah, he's a good lad, Chair. He doesn't get carried away with himself, even in the Euros and that. And as we know, he had a bad start with Wales, but I always liked him as a player. I think he's a good, honest individual.
Yeah.
And that's a good reply to my remarks, anyway.
In fairness, he was asked about Roy Keane during the week as well. To the written media, Keane said, look, you know, you've got to get physical with Bale. You've got to make sure he doesn't get turned and get his head up. Yeah. But also, you've got to tackle him. Tackling is part of the bloody game.
Yeah.
And he was saying, look, you know, I think he was laughing about that as well. They're good comments. I'd like to hear those. Just saying that we've seen this all before with Gareth Bale. And he's just not getting involved in any of this stuff
in the
pre-game.
He's right, yeah. I mean, I think Roy Keane was right as well. Unfortunately, some of the papers I saw, it implied that we wanted to kick him. And Roy Keane didn't say that. But it's like any player, yeah, you can't give them too much room. You know, any player on a pitch who is, say, with average ability, if you give him time and space, he's going to be a good player. And that's what you've got to deny all players, is the time and space to do it. Now, with great players, they can do their stuff in limited time and space. And Bale is one of those players. So you've got to pay special attention to him without overdoing it. You've still got to play yourself. So, you know, I would still make those comments. I don't think he's quite there with Messi and Neymar and Suarez and these guys, to be quite honest, Bale. And Ramsey is definitely a player that I think wants to be a star and wants to look being a star without having the real ability to do it. That's my honest opinion about him. But it doesn't mean, I mean, Bale is a terrific player and Ramsey is a useful player. There's no doubt about that.
Just to go back to Bale for a minute, what does he have to do in your mind to get to that next level?
Well, I think he's got to be more consistent about what he does. He can be dramatic and he can become very, very good. Now, I might have also said in the article, I think he'd be better off when Ronaldo's not there. I think Ronaldo intimidates him a bit, if that's the right word. I don't think he's free to do what he can do at Madrid. I think Ronaldo has to be top dog, and I don't think he's really, from what I see of his body language on the pitch, really helped Bale in the way that Messi, for example, helped Suarez and Neymar settle into Barcelona.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing sometimes for a player like Bale. I think when he was with Harry Redknapp gave him the freedom to do whatever he wanted to do, and he was top dog. And I think he responded to Harry Redknapp when he was playing for Spurs. I don't think he's quite done that. And Wales to a certain extent as well. I don't think he's really produced that type of stuff regularly for Real Madrid.
So there's much more to come from him, or that's the peak where it will ever be at Real Madrid?
I think unless he moves or Ronaldo goes, I think if Ronaldo goes from Real Madrid, I think you'll see a better Bale. Or if he goes somewhere else and is allowed to do what he's really capable of doing. See, I don't think he's a pushy lad, Jared. You know, I think he's quite a quiet lad and needs to have that confidence from the manager or from the team to say, this is what I'm free to do. He never looks like that to me in Madrid. I think he does with Wales, because I think Coleman encourages him to be the top player.
Yeah.
So hopefully tomorrow night he won't do it. But I think until he reaches that level of doing it on a more regular basis and in the top quality teams, then I don't think he's up there with Ronaldo or Messi or Suarez or these lads at the moment.
But he has the talent to do it.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, a question here from Liam and Galway. It's a good one. Here we are talking about the threat of Bale and Ramsey. If we put our shoes in Chris, if we put ourselves in Chris Coleman's shoes, which players is he worrying about? I'd say none, zero, zip is the point Liam makes.
Well, you know, we haven't had outstanding players in recent times, but you can be a good team. You don't have to have outstanding players to really get the job done. And we saw in the Euros, we were as good as anybody else. I think we've got good workman-like players. I think Walters is a good player. I think Long is a good player. I think we've a lot of good players. And it's what you do as a team that really matters. You know, Wales have got Bale. But, you know, if we do our stuff as a team, then you can do your best you can against them. And that's the idea of it. A team can nearly always overcome the individual. But we have to pay special care. But we've got to get on with our own job. We've enough good players. I think we've enough good players to beat Wales.
Is that your prediction for tomorrow night, that we're going to win this game?
Yeah, I'll go with that. I think we've got the right attitude. I think we're capable of beating them, yeah.
All right, John, enjoy the game. Thanks a million for joining us
tonight.
Thanks, yeah. John Giles with us every Thursday night here on Off The Ball. If you ever want to get questions in advance, you can always email them in offtheball@newstalk.com. And obviously we're in the usual social media channels, Twitter, Facebook and Snapchat as well. Up next, Mick Quirk and Billy Joe Patton on a potential blueprint for beating Dublin.
Text News Talk on 53106.